A chef from Homer will be representing Alaska at the 2014 Great American Seafood Cook-Off tomorrow. 19 chefs from around the country are heading to New Orleans to compete. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver has the story.
La Baleen Cafe is a small, unassuming building near the end of the Homer Spit. It's painted stormy sea blue with a whale surrounded by bubbles. But inside, the culinary talent is obvious. Mandy Dixon is the owner and chef of La Baleen. She and her employee and competition partner, Lucas Schneider, are in the kitchen, chopping, frying, and stirring. They're practicing cooking the dish they'll prepare at the Great American Seafood Cook-Off.
Well, this is our ramen dish. On the bottom, we have a hot smoked salmon and miso tare. On top of that, we have homemade ramen noodles, our ramen broth, which is made with a little bit of salmon bacon that we'll be making, and some seaweed and vegetable broth, some nice sautéed vegetables. On top of that is a pan-seared sockeye salmon, and our fireweed honey and chili marinated spot shrimp. And on the side, we have our alder smoked sablefish with a king crab beignet and a little herb salad.
The seafood elements of this dish stand out. Schneider says the presentation and supporting ingredients are deliberate.
It's a seafood cook-off. That's what they're focusing on. They don't really care about the vegetables or the smaller things. So what we're really trying to focus on is build up to the seafood because, you know, it's the biggest part and that's all they really care about. So we're trying to pick things that will complement it without overshadowing it.
They're both surprisingly cool and collected, despite the fact they'll soon be preparing this detailed menu in front of cameras, an audience, and celebrity judges. Dixon says she never even expected to have her own restaurant, let alone be hand-picked for a national competition by Governor Sean Parnell. She says she's come a long way since she first opened the doors to La Baleen years ago.
And we just kind of turned on the open sign and waited for people to come in. And it took a couple hours. And then our first guest worked for Channel 2 News, and they were doing a story on the Bird Festival. And he walked in and just kind of casually ordered something.
And he's come back every summer since. It's no surprise. The cafe has an interesting menu. At first glance, the dishes seem fairly ordinary. A deli sandwich, a breakfast skillet, a bowl of oats. But the oats come with fireweed honey, the sandwich features rhubarb chutney and fromage blanc, and the breakfast skillet is spiced with coriander, cardamom, and caramelized onions. And nearly every item on the menu has the word local.
We're passionate about sourcing local food. I feel like everyone should know where their food is coming from. It's so easy for us here in Homer, you know, with the seafood being dropped at our back door from the fishermen and so many local farms, that we have very fresh and mostly organic cuisine here.
Dixon says she tries to keep it simple and let the food speak for itself.
We really take care of the ingredients, respect, you know, the seafood, and just really take care of it well and not add a lot of additional things to it. We don't need to.
And that's the approach she's taking in the cook-off. She says she wants to bring attention to the natural beauty of Alaskan seafood, and she hopes to educate people about sustainable fisheries while she's at it.
And I'm just really proud to represent Alaska. I'm from Alaska. I'm looking forward to teaching people about Alaska and Alaska seafood. I'm also looking forward to Bourbon Street and, you know, checking out New Orleans. I've never been down there, and trying crawfish.
As a final touch, she and Schneider plan to garnish the dish with unforgettable Alaskan flair, popping shrimp roe, fresh fireweed blossoms, and, appropriately, forget-me-not. In Homer, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.